David Hawkins, senior editor of Congressional Quarterly's Roll Call and author of the Hawkins Here blog and column. David, let's get right to it. There was a huge flap over the Supreme Court. It really was, should the president have an appointment or not? The Republicans stomped their feet and said, absolutely not. We're not going to consider it. We're not going to interview the guy. The Constitution may say it, but we're not doing it. Everybody made a lot of hay out of it. And then came all of the stuff with Trump and being called into question because of the size of his hands and other parts. And all of a sudden, this court thing seems to have disappeared a bit.
Oh, it'll be back pretty soon, because the president, as the hints that we're getting from the White House, is that the president has got a list of people that are going through the so-called vetting process, where the FBI is doing background checks and looking into their records, and then there might be some interviews with some of these folks, and then there'll be a nomination. I mean, there's no doubt, but that the President Obama, I would say certainly in the next week or two, will announce who he's nominating. My guess is after a month has gone, usually it's been just about a month after the vacancy has been created, has kind of been the custom. So that would take us to March 13th, would be a month after Justice Scalia died. The president will announce a nominee, and that will start this whole drama back up again, because then it will really be up to the Republicans to conclude whether they're really going to go through with what they say they're going to go through, which is that they're not even going to invite this nominee for the customary courtesy calls on the Senate. Does that mean that the president's going to send this nominee up to the Senate to knock on doors and have cameras filming the receptionist coming to the door and saying, I'm sorry, potential Mr. Justice Smith, but you're not invited in? And what will that do to the public? I mean, it's going to be a fascinating drama, but it is going to play out, and it is going to be revived. And almost certainly the president is going to nominate somebody who has at least in his or her past strong Republican support.
So Chuck Grassley, now there's an interesting man, immensely popular, immensely popular in Iowa. And the Democrats are putting up a terrific candidate, very popular, former lieutenant governor.
Right down to her last name.
Which, of course, is
Judge.
Can you imagine? What they want to do is make a justice judge. So exactly. My question to you, David, is he in real danger there? Could it be?
Yes. I think he is in real danger. I think that Chuck Grassley is, you know, he is highly popular, but Iowa is a swing state. Iowa is actually has voted Democratic the last two presidential elections. It could be, I think Iowa also has a civic culture, sort of reflected in the Iowa caucuses, where the voters take their job seriously. They consider things, you know, quite carefully. A lot of these many voters have met many of these presidential candidates, and they sort of take the civics thing seriously. And Chuck Grassley's whole political brand in the Senate has been all about, you know, doing it the right way, doing the hard work, doing the grunt work, taking the job seriously, not being flashy, not being succumbing to the sort of political histrionics of the moment. And now that brand, I would say, is potentially quite badly tarnished if he is the front man for this strategy of totally spurning a Supreme Court nomination.
Now, we should remember that he is the chair of the Judiciary Committee, which would, of course, be instrumental in either approving or recommending approval or not. And if he says, you know, despite the fact that the Constitution says that the president should nominate and we should approve or disapprove, that in fact, that's just too bad, and I'm going to go against that, and that's what you're talking about, right?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so on the very evening that Justice Scalia died, I think it was about 90 minutes after the first news reports of Justice Scalia's death, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, the majority leader, announced that this would be the Republican posture. No nomination would be considered because it was too late in the president's term. Grassley, for the first few days after that, was kind of all over the map, to be fair about it, about whether he was going to agree with McConnell or not agree with McConnell or try and be halfway in between or all the way with. And eventually he settled, he, Grassley, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, basically grabbed onto this speech by Joe Biden from 1992, when Joe Biden was the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, suggesting that it was that 1992, a presidential election year, would be theoretically too late for George Bush, the 41st president, to appoint somebody. Now, as it turns out, there was no opening that year, so it never turned out that way. But all that by way of saying Grassley has now seemingly locked himself into this. I still think that the Republicans have some ways out of this. I think that if they if it gets to be the fall and they are relatively confident that they are going, that their candidate for president is going to lose, and that Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders would be the new president making this nomination, they may decide that the bird in the hand that President Obama has given them is better, and they may, in the end, take this person. But we wouldn't know until very close to the election, or more likely than that, after the election, when there will be a lame duck session of the Senate, and the election results could be over, and they could know that they're having a Democratic president, and then they say, okay, well, we'll take one of these. We'll take this centrist person, that a relatively centrist person that Obama has sent us, rather than gamble that Hillary or Bernie sending us somebody worse.
Interesting. Or several other worse, you know, if they become president. Let me ask you, we only have 2 minutes left, but I wanted to ask you real quickly a very easy question, which is, who will be in control of the Senate and the House after this election?
Well, the House part is easy. I think it is virtually certain that the House will continue to be in Republican hands. Our current, at CQ Roll Call, our current projections are that the Republicans will probably lose some seats, but they have a pretty good cushion. They're in the 240s, and only 218 is needed for a majority, so they've got a good cushion. And you can bet on the Republicans holding the House. I think with each passing day, it looks more and more, it's going from possible toward probable that the Democrats will win back control of the Senate, which means New York's own Chuck Schumer would be the new Senate Majority Leader. The Democrats have to pick up 4 for a tie, 5 for a guaranteed win. You look at the state-by-state races, and it's getting pretty easy to see where those numbers come from.
And Chuck has an opponent who has run for public office before. Very little chance that she could beat Chuck Schumer, immensely popular in New York.
That's right. That's far as you know that better than I do. We have him listed as safe. I'd even forgotten he was up for re-election. So that's the degree of concern about betting on Chuck Schumer to be the next leader of the Senate Democrats.
My own personal idea would be to put him in the safe category, but you never know. That's why we have elections.
Right.
David Hawkins, we love you, and we love having you here. Senior editor of Congressional Quarterly's Roll Call, author of the Hawkins Here blog and column, and he's been covering Congress in various positions at CQ since 1995. David, thank you so much for being our friend.
Thank you so much.